We continue our look at the jury recommendations in the inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario with number 71, which is again taking a look at the work the chief firearms officer does. Joining us to talk about it is Aaron Lee, executive director of Lanark County Interval House. Welcome, Aaron.
Hello, Bob. Nice to be here.
This is, it's one of those things. This recommendation reminds me of when it snows every year for the first time. Every year we go on the radio and we say, be careful how you drive. It's one of those obvious things, but it's a reminder that is necessary because it's also the day where you have the most collisions and people sliding off the roads. This one kind of reminds me of that type of obvious statement, if you will. So number 71 says, require that a PAL, which is a possession acquisition license, is automatically reviewed when someone is charged with an IPV related offense. Pretty simple and straightforward.
I think it is suggesting that everybody needs to check their boxes and make sure that they are following procedure and doing everything possible to ensure that they have reviewed, have considered risk, like we talked about in the last recommendation, and proceeds accordingly. It is quite as simply like you were speaking about with the snow. It is exactly that. Or when people say, there's something going on, don't go outside unless you have to, then don't go outside unless you have to. So make sure that the system does what it's set up to do, and that there are no gaps and there's nobody that falls through those cracks, so that we can, again, err on the side and focus on the side of prevention and victim safety.
And you make a great point there about making sure that all the boxes are checked as you go through this process. And this is really a recurring theme with all of this. And it speaks to the communication between one department and another, whether it be probation, the courts themselves, police, in this case, the chief firearms officer. So really, by saying something as obvious as this, it is really speaking a little bit beyond the words that are on the page.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if we go back to the roots of the jury's recommendations, the jury's recommendations and inquests are really about preventing the circumstances that led to whatever is being inquested, whatever led to those circumstances, for that to never occur again. And the jury's job is to hear the evidence and to say, oh, there seemed to be a gap here, and there seems to be a gap here, and we need to connect the dots so that we don't have the circumstances recreate themselves, and that the system is not part of what contributes that in that happening, right? So it is really quite critical that, well, it is a simple and direct recommendation. What we know is system failure is something that has existed forever as it relates to intimate partner violence. And the efforts of the jury and these recommendations are to say, hey, there is some room for us to make improvements so that we can contribute to keeping people safer. Let's make sure that we are actually checking off every box, that we're actually ensuring that we're assessing all risk factors, and that we're working with each other in community to make sure that that happens across the board.
And next week, we're going to take a look at another one of those risk factors that you talk about that we've examined a little bit in the past, but we'll take a deeper dive into that as we continue our look at the inquest recommendations. Aaron Lee, thank you so much for doing this. Really appreciate it.
It is my honor and it's my pleasure, and I can't believe that we are already in the 70s of our inquest recommendation reviews, and I'm so grateful to the audience and to the listeners and to the station for making this commitment, because here we are, we're getting there.
Yes, we absolutely are, and that the finish line is in sight, and it's remarkable because this has been quite a journey.
It's been an amazing journey, and I hope that after we do the last one, we can actually do a recap of what's changed and what's happened since we started doing the broadcast. Since it'll be 2 years in June since the recommendations were released, it'll be great to have a little bit of a session to be able to say, community is impacting change, and for sure, your station is part of that leadership.
Well, we will certainly do that, and I look forward to that conversation, and it'll be One of many that we'll have when we're all done here. So, but we still have a ways to go. There's no doubt about it. So we will be back next week with another look. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.